If you're a regular listener to these commentaries, you know Fridays are usually reserved for something warm and fuzzy, hence Warm Fuzzy Fridays. Not today, however. I was enthralled by the NBA Finals. The games were awesome, it was a lot of fun, until last night, and it almost soured me enough that I stopped watching before it even started. Because as a roughly 10-year-old started to sing the national anthem, they were of course panning the crowd. The proverbial shot of the American flag, her, some of the players. And as they were doing these pans, it dawned on me. No one, and I mean almost no one, had their hand on their heart. When did this stop? Did I not get the memo? Put your hand on your heart when they're playing the national anthem. That's how it works. I reserve my anger for the NBA champs because those are the ones that I saw. Not one of them in the entire line of picture that they showed anyway had their hand on their heart. As they were panning through the crowd, people were milling around and talking. It's the national anthem. Stop what you're doing and listen to the damn song. It irritated me enough, I posted something about this on Facebook. The first response was amen. The second was, while you're talking about this, tell them to also take off their hat. To that, I say amen. It's the national anthem. Respect is to be paid. Lives have died for it. I'm thankful that at least here in Aggieland, 90% of the time, I see the hats come off and hands go on heart. I even see people still singing it, which is even better. But from now on, how about we just nudge the person next to us? Hey, put your hand on your heart. Be proactive about it. Just make sure that idiot hasn't had too many beers. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.